Unit. Welcome to How We Drink Extra Juice, our bonus episode where we have to be a little bit looser and a little bit less restricted in what we say than our main episode. It's a new year, so it's a new wardrobe. Freshen up your wardrobe with essential staple pieces from Pennies. Pennies have everything that you need to make sure you're the best dressed in 2025. From cozy knits, cute baby tees, they literally have everything from head to toe. The perfect pair of jeans, stylish workout clothes, including their super soft hero matching sets and yoga pants.
We absolutely love them. So whatever your goal is this year, if you're looking to be a Pilates princess or just trying to get back into a routine, Pennies will have you covered.
We always start a rant of the week. We are going to bring a new segment soon.
Yeah.
We're going to stop giving out about things sometimes. We get to give out about something that really pissed us off. Something we're annoyed at, something that makes no sense, first world problem or anything that we just want to be annoyed at, really.
Mm-hmm.
Mine would probably be myself.
Oh,
sometimes, because I'm really bad. I always have been at I can't do something until it needs to be done, like until the deadline is literally in 1.2 seconds, or I have no other time in the day to do it. Like, I have to,
and you just squash it in somewhere.
I'd rather stress myself out.
Come here now, sorry, I'm getting distracted. They're beautiful.
I still need to get a picture of them when they're like 7 days old.
Oh, they're gorgeous.
I had a sec to get a pic.
Love. So, like, myself? Deadlines.
Yeah.
Were you like that in school and college and all though? Were you? Yeah.
I actually physically cannot do something until it needs to be, there's no other choice but to do it.
Like, have you ever gotten something done like pre needing it done and you feel like, yeah.
No.
No. Oh.
Doesn't hit the same. Doesn't hit the same
it's
as
the panic. I think you like the rush.
Yeah, but it actually makes me feel sick as well.
Yeah. You're getting the adrenaline of like,
I have to have this done.
But also then
that's
panic.
What makes me get it done.
Yeah.
There's no other choice.
No.
That's what I have to do.
That's okay though.
And that's my rant. Is myself for once instead of everyone else. No one else pissed me off other than me.
Oh,
it doesn't even really annoy me. I'm just like,
are you over
like
it?
I'd be better. No, I feel like I'd be.
No.
Surely I'd be more productive if I done
things in advance.
Yeah.
Sure, I'm not one to talk. I'm the exact same.
What? Last minute?
Ah, last minute, Nelly.
I know.
Late to my own funeral, I'd be.
I need to be more,
just what every day. And like, I'll see, like this morning, for instance, when I was doing my makeup, I got an email about taxing my car.
Yeah.
Like, why didn't I just click that when I came in and do it?
And do it.
No.
I think
I'll wait until the day before it needs to be.
When do you know? It's your emails you get one?
Yeah, you get an email.
God, I can't remember the last
one. I mean, I'm fully taxed.
I can't remember. Well, how long does your tax last for?
I think it's a year, is it? I hope. Yeah, it's a year.
Can't remember. It probably was. Surely I'd be getting letters in the door.
Ah, you would, yeah. You'd be stopped by the police and all. I think they have scanner things. Right. I saw a TikTok this morning and it was like this girl and she was saying, this is for An Garda Síochána
and them only.
Yeah, and them only. She was like, I'm just basically like proposing a new thing to them. She was like, just the next time you stop a female about her tax or insurance and she's on her own and it's female, whatever she was saying. And she was like, just ask them, is their father alive? And she was like, because basically, there's no one else in your life who's going to remind you if your tax or insurance is due except your father.
Then your dad.
Yeah, so if your dad.
And her dad passed.
I think she was just.
In the
She was just taking the piss. She was like, so like, give them a bit of leeway. If their dad isn't around, like, give them a bit of grace. I was like, so true.
My mom that it reminds me. Yeah, not
my dad.
My dad wouldn't have a clue.
No, definitely be my dad and fill it with water and all that crack.
I've never filled my car with water.
How is there still water in it?
I don't know.
Your water tank in the car
unless
was someone's
huge. Someone's secretly filling it up. I'm not sure.
Do you use it a lot?
No.
I always use mine.
I don't know. Do I? It smells but funny. It smells like really strong hygiene smell.
That could be the little dishwasher thing. Like, do you ever go to get a valet? Maybe they put water in it.
Yeah.
That could be.
I've done that like twice really in my life. Maybe, yeah.
In your life?
Yeah.
How is there water in? I'm baffled by this.
I don't know.
Mine wastes all the time. I got
or maybe it's thing served when I get it serviced. But I don't get that done once a year. Like,
I love doing it and I put a little bit of
air in it. I don't even know where it'd go.
Ah, stop it now.
I swear to God.
There's a big blue lid.
In my bonnet?
In your bonnet.
I probably did. No, where it was in the testing.
Oh, yeah, but now I wouldn't have a clue about any of that.
No. Gone.
My rant of the week is entitled people.
Cunt.
Oh, that's fine. We're allowed one every month.
Oh no, I never even say that word. No.
On one today, guys. Entitled people. Long story short, I caught a thief. Two.
While thieving.
While thieving. And you know what I did? I ratted on them. I caught two thieves.
Said right. Echo karma.
And I ratted. Yeah, because I said, you know what? Why isn't everybody else here entitled to all that free stuff you're trying to get?
Why? What are you taking for free?
Makeup.
Where?
Airport.
What?
Yes. Charlotte Tilbury, to be in fact. And that stuff ain't cheap.
What were they? How were they robbing it?
Self-scanners.
Where's the self-scanners near? Is the self-scanners in the airport?
In Tenerife Airport.
Oh, Tenerife. Sorry,
yeah,
sorry.
On the way home.
Well, how do they do it? They don't scan.
Scan them. Which was baffling to me.
Why are they robbing?
They were nice. We saw them the day before and they seemed like lovely women. But then
they were Irish? Like,
no, they weren't Irish.
Oh, I thought. They were on your flight.
No, they weren't on my flight.
Oh, sorry.
They were just in the airport. But we saw them the day before out in Tenerife. Like,
sorry, I thought they were going to Dublin.
No.
They're definitely going to hear this.
No, but I'm just like, that's going to fall back on the man who was working on the desk.
I know.
That might have to then come out of somebody else's pocket. Or like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, not saying
I... What were they doing? They were fake scanning it or they were scanning it?
They were both on two different scanners. Okay, so they had separated.
Yeah.
Dodgy rule number one. If you're going to thief, don't separate.
Don't go alone. Don't thieve alone.
No, but they were two separate scanners and me and Cuiva were waiting to go next onto the scanners. Mm. They were really, really busy and there was just one man working there. Like running around, the other way they have to always fucking type in.
Never
straightforward with them. And one girl had scanned something, and I looked at the screen, and it was like the flawless filters, £45 or something.
Yeah.
She had scanned it and just walked away from it. So it was just still on the screen, still on the part where you click like card or cash or whatever. Or I think it was on a card payment actually. But like she had just scanned it and walked up to her friend. So because me and Cuiva were next in line, I went to say, right, Cuiva, you go use that one.
Yeah.
Obviously she couldn't because there's an item on it. Like it's not ready
you
for the next person to
go.
Yeah.
I mean? Yeah.
And I said to Cuiva, they're trying to fleece them. And she goes, fuck off, are they? And I was like, yeah. The other one then had scanned way more stuff and they were just both up at a further away one. And they both just walked away then. Both walked away and your man, it was our turn to use those ones.
Them exact ones,
yeah. Because there's stuff on it. So me and Cuiva goes, sorry, they never paid for them. And your man goes, where are they? And Cuiva goes, round there, to the left. And he ran after them and
got them.
Girls, come back. You have to pay for them. And the two of them came back and they were saying, that's so weird that both our cards didn't work.
Please.
You never even tried. Please.
You didn't even press check out or
buy. Put them in bags and all and to walk away. And I'm like, on one hand, I'm like, no, actually, I was going to say on one hand, I'm like, fair balls to you. If you have the confidence to do that, like, do you know what I mean? I've definitely stolen a little chocolate bar when I was younger and I probably still carry that guilt with me. Definitely. But like, I'm just like, that's not fair on.
I know.
On everyone else.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that's so sad. That man could have probably had to pay for them I don't know what way.
Because it probably would have gone under that's his shift and this stuff was robbed and not paid for.
And I was just like, oh.
So you told on them.
Yeah. Oh my God, am I going to get in trouble for this?
No.
Do you know what? I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. Maybe their cards actually didn't work. They were allegedly trying to steal.
Allegedly.
So maybe there was genuinely a problem with the machine and it didn't scan their cards. In that case, sorry. Yeah,
they were allegedly entitled to entitled. Or not entitled to free stuff.
Just not nice.
No.
I just don't like meanie bobinis.
I never stole Latin apart from, I went to my friend's house when I was younger and she had this fake 2 euro coin in her fake cash register.
And you stole it.
And I really wanted it and I stole it. And I felt sick with the word, oh my God, I couldn't sleep and all. Like,
no, I think I definitely did as a child.
I never had. I think that was my one thing that I would never do. I think when I'm older, when I'm like an old lady.
You'd have more balls to do it then.
I think I'll just do it for like, if you're bored. If I'm like 80.
For real.
Yeah, if I'm 80 going around, not much to do. I probably will.
Yeah, yeah.
Steal a few chocolate bars.
See how much you get away with.
See how much you get away with. Oh, sorry.
Well, like, do you ever see some of the professional robbers and all? It's just like,
no, it's hell. Not. I know.
How?
It's crazy.
I'd be terrified.
Yeah. Yeah. I had someone on the street the other day trying to sell me skincare.
Oh.
Yeah.
Was it nice skincare though?
Sorry. But thought it was
most, a good price.
Most definitely.
Right. Oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. But yeah, so that's my alleged annoying rant of the week.
Yeah, that is annoying. I hate to tell people it anyway as well. Yeah. I know. Stop robbing.
Just not nice.
We are salt of the earth here. We just steal fake 2 euro coins from friends. Cash registers. We have a second Call If I Was You, so we get to give you very honest and raw advice about what we do if we were you in your situation. We can't sit on the fence and give you some maybes or ifs. You have to tell you exactly how we feel. These are all sent into our email address, homeidrink@goloudnow.com. And this is today's. So I'm 21 and I'm having doubts about my boyfriend of 3 years. I've been getting these feelings that I want to be single and not with him anymore. He's the absolute best, but I feel I want what I can't have. We never go on date nights, not even to a pub unless there's a party on. I'm always up for a night out. I love getting dressed up like any girl, but he has no interest. I'm a big foodie and love going to new restaurants, but he won't go. Or if we order food, he only orders chips. He's not a vegan or anything. He just won't eat anything else, and it's starting to give me the ick.
Kara. I'm not thinking of it. Kara.
Literally, she's not even that bad.
No, yeah, Kara might venture off.
Yeah, she'll get chicken.
Yeah.
We do go on holidays and weekends the odd time, but that's me booking and saying stay at home if you don't want to come. I feel like I really have to stop myself living and enjoying life. But if I leave him, I have nobody. I distanced myself from all my girlfriends when I got with him, which is my biggest regret. I also moved 3 hours away from home for college and I feel I've no friend to ask for advice or talk to other than him. I rely on him so much to do things with, like going out and stuff. If he doesn't want to, I can't because I've no one else to ask. I often find my mum saying that I can get better and my brother saying it's time to move on. I'd love to get him ready at the weekend, going for date nights or even just the local for a drink, but it's always on his terms when he wants to, which is never other than a quiet drink with the boys. I really don't know what to do. Am I just being dramatic and wanting what I can't have, or should I leave? I feel if I leave, I'll never find someone. He always comes to mind, which I don't mind, but I'd love to be able to go to his house, but I just don't feel comfortable. I'd say in 3 years, I've been to his max 10 times. He doesn't talk to his dad and his sister, who's the same age as me, and has only spoke to me a handful of times, so I find it awkward there. His mom and brother make an effort, but I just don't feel comfortable in the house, and he finds it hard to get. I'm a big family girl and adore my family as we're all so close. I really don't know what to do, girls. If I leave on my own, I've no one to text or meet up with. I find I question sometimes as to why I have no friends because all I do is try to do is please people.
I think you're saying it yourself, girl. You're a people pleaser. And who's getting hurt in this?
You. You can't stay with someone just because as scary as the thought is being alone, you can't be like, I'm depressed in this, but I can't be myself.
Yeah, I'd rather be depressed in a relationship than happy and alone. I know what I'd pick.
Yeah. Happy.
There's nothing wrong with your own company, or I get it's scary to feel alone, but you'll always end up meeting a friend, or you will have somebody to call or vent to.
Yeah.
Or, do you know what I mean?
And even if it is reaching out to your old friends and saying, I fucked up.
Yeah,
sorry.
Holding your hands up.
Yeah, I distance myself, but you don't want them to be like, oh, she's crawling back now either. So maybe like, I don't know, is there other friends you can even reach out to as well first?
Yeah.
And like, as well though, you could crawl back to in theory and just be like, look, it is my biggest regret. I've been thinking about it for a long time. It's not just because we are ending now. It just has always been something that I've been
thinking about.
Mm.
He sounds boring.
He does sound like fucking...
I did watch a really good TikTok actually.
He's 21. Why is that age like so boring?
Yeah, she Lauren's video actually about it.
That people don't drink.
And they were giving out for saying like, we all don't have your income. And she was like, girl, I literally still bring Laggins into the nightclub.
That's what I mean, like 7 euro.
There's ways around things.
I think it's just I've called him Warren, but I think the culture is just different now, that there's no, like, it's very different when we grew up.
Mm.
There's no even nightclubs go to.
I know, yeah.
I don't know where I'd go. Like, that's one thing, but also everyone's very just, I don't know.
Healthy.
I don't know if it's a health thing. I don't even know. I think they're just cooler than we were or something, and like, we don't need to drink. We're all like in a field.
No, I miss our feral old days.
I know.
Like, everybody needs that in your life.
You need that phase.
You have to.
Not saying everyone needs, not even drinking, like just to go out and just go out. Like, it's like they don't even go out.
Like, leave your house.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Like, you can go on a night out.
Yeah. Won't hurt.
Yeah.
This fella sounds like he's just not even bothering anymore. I feel like in his head, he's not even like in a relationship. He just thinks you're just there.
Yeah.
Like, to not even go to the local pub or no date nights at all. That's not a relationship then.
And you're together 3 years and you've been to his house 10 times.
That's scary.
That's scary.
You need to date your partner for the rest of your life.
Yeah.
You always have, like, you have to constantly date each other.
Yeah.
Graham just texted me and said, can't wait to date the whole of you.
Aww.
I said, yeah.
That's
you
so
have
cute.
To have that though. Like, you if you don't, to. What are you then? Just pen pals?
Friends?
Yeah, mate. Like,
but even mates date, so it's like,
yeah,
you need to make effort with things like that. If he's not doing that, I don't think it necessarily means he doesn't love you, but I think he's just not arsed. He thinks he has you there. It's like, why would I bother?
He sounds very comfortable that he's just like, don't need to put any effort in.
Far too.
She'll always be there, like,
for his own good.
No,
maybe like it is a thing about breaking up with him, and maybe he'll be like,
shock
shit. Yeah, it might turn around to be that because he doesn't seem like a bad person. Just that he's really settled and really boring. Like, he might be a nice boyfriend. And I think the house thing as well. Like, his sister not talking to you is the same age. It's so weird.
It is strange.
Isn't it?
I feel like if I...
always think like that. I'm like, are you annoyed I'm with your brother? Like,
yeah. I feel like, if I was that sister and my brother had a girlfriend, I'd be like, oh my God, friends.
Yeah. No, when girls are like excited, that, like, I think it's... I'm like, there's an issue here.
When the girl of the brother doesn't like you.
Yeah, you fancy your brother.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and unless you've done something bad, which he hasn't, there's no reason why the brother's girlfriend shouldn't talk to you and make an effort. She's literally your age. Literally your age.
I think you need to wash your hands of this situation.
Yeah,
it sounds draining. God love you.
It does.
Sounds really, really draining.
You just, like, you won't have, obviously you said you'll have no one. Like, you won't have him, but like, what even is he? What's he?
Yeah.
He's giving you nothing. He's giving
you some
company, but you can do that, give that to yourself. Honestly, rather than ramble it out of stone, like,
yes,
I think he needs to go in the bin.
Yeah. Haven't said that in a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bin.
You needed one of them.
Flick him off.
No, I don't like him.
So last week we had a poll up about last week's dilemma saying, should she block him or not?
Mm-hmm.
95% agreed with the block.
Love the birds.
Love the block button. Love the birds. The birds love the block button.
No.
And then today we're going to post another poll of this dilemma.
Yeah.
See what people think.
So you can help us out with them. Let you know the results next week.
Yeah. And it's Hold My Drink Pods on Instagram. If you're not following, don't miss out. As usual, you can send your dilemma or rant to homodrink@coldlednow.com. We're also going to be introducing a few new segments, like we said. So please send in any bedroom dilemmas that you're having. If there's anyone in your life that you think might be showing a red flag, let us know. We'll decide. So just send in any red flag. It can be so niche, so broad, and we'll tell you if it is a red flag or not.
We're not colourblind anymore. We used to be very colourblind. We really did. We couldn't see the colour red at all. I suppose we were red. Couldn't see the colour red, but...
No, red was looking green.
Yeah. We have our spectacles on now and we can really suss it out.
Yeah, we're actually pretty pro in it. Thanks so much, Penny, for Jonathan's episode.
Thank you, Penny.
Love you. You can freshen up your wardrobe now with all their essential pieces available in your nearest Penny's or Primark store right now.
Mm-hmm. Make sure to like, rate and subscribe on whatever podcast platform that you are listening to this on right now. And we will see you on Wednesday. Love you.
Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.